Welcome one and all to Talk About It, a podcast by teens for teens, giving teens a platform to discuss the issues that matter to them. Be mental health, music, social issues, sports, anxiety, COVID-19, and so much more. My name is Ameline, the host of this show, and I invite you to settle in to what I think will be a very exciting episode of Talk About It. Welcome back, everybody, to Talk About It. So glad you've decided to keep on listening to this podcast. If you're new, then welcome. My name is Ameline, and I hope you enjoyed this episode all about cerebral palsy. To be honest, I didn't know what cerebral palsy was until a man named Jack reached out on Instagram to me, asking if he could come on the show to talk about his story living with cerebral palsy. So I hope you all learn as much as I have listening to this episode of Talk About It. So this week's young musician is none other than Marin. And Marin has her own Instagram page. You can go check her out. It's just called at Marin's Music. And she has recorded her original song for me to play here today called Love Me. And oh my goodness, I love it. It is such a different song. I've never heard anything like it before. I just think it's amazing. I really hope you enjoy it as well. As ever, you can find Marin's page. It's linked on my own Instagram page at underscore talk about a podcast. So you can go and check it out there. So yeah, this is it. Love Me by Marin.
I don't get it. I don't think I understand. I'm flawed, you don't get credit, 'cause you're thinking that you did so much more. Baby, get in line of all the people that broke something they loved. And when you pass me by, just keep those eyes down to the floor. Heaven is where you took me, and the albums are what you ruined for me. And so told your story, you didn't really think I'd believe that. Oh, yeah. Love me, love me, that's what you're supposed to do. No, I'm trusting, trusting. If I close my eyes, maybe I'll get some sleep now. Love me, love me, that's the option you didn't choose. Oh, but did I really make it that hard? Scenarios, we both know they're never gonna see you. So as far as that goes, there's no way that's happening. But there's no way I'm telling myself it. Heaven is what you told me, and albums are what you ruined for me. Love me, love me, that's what you were supposed to do. Oh, I'm trusting, trusting. If I close my eyes, maybe I'll get some sleep now. Love me, love me, that's the option you didn't choose. Oh, but did I really make it that hard? And I hate to have to tell you this, but you're acting like a bitch. And I hate to be the selfish one, now I'm over it. So maybe you can play your days away, but you still end up sitting there so blue. Oh, love me, that's the only thing you had to do. Oh, I'm trusting, trusting. If I close my eyes, maybe I'll get some sleep. No, love me, that's the option you didn't choose. Remember, love me, love me. Come on. Love me.
I'm delighted to be joined today by Jack Poulton, and when Jack reached out to me asking if I would do a podcast about cerebral palsy, I just couldn't say no to someone who's as caring and thoughtful as he is. He has his own Instagram page called @PositivelyCerebralPalsy, where he talks about his story with cerebral palsy and what that means for him, and I've already learned so much just from looking at his Instagram page. I'm delighted to say I am joined by him now. So Jack, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you? Lovely to be on here.
I'm great. Well, it's lovely to have you on. So Jack, how about you tell us a little bit about yourself and what cerebral palsy is?
Yeah, so at the moment I'm currently working full-time in a college in the southeast of England. I support learners with additional needs, and I help them into the workplace and to gain life skills. And a little bit about my cerebral palsy. So I was born at 26 weeks, weighing £1.15, which is the same as a bag of sugar for a bit of context. And my dad's wedding ring fitted on my wrist. But I have never let anything stop me. And that is one of the biggest messages I could give you to start off with. Okay, so it can be a number of different things. So it can be a lack of oxygen to the brain. That's the main cause of it. And it can be lack of coordination. I struggle with fine motor skills. So like doing things like doing your shoelaces, tying up buttons, or putting even a pen drive into a computer is difficult. It can be a number of challenges. So I struggle with my walking, and my left side is the weakest. My right side is the dominant side, and my upper body overtakes most of my lower body because I struggle with my walking. I walk on with crutches in a wheelchair.
And can I ask you what it's like living with a wheelchair? How has it affected your life?
Okay, so I'll be completely honest. I didn't really like my wheelchair for most of my life. It's actually only when I was 18, I went to university. I thought, well, I can't be doing this, because it was getting to the point where I was going, so-and-so, can you get my dinner? So-and-so, can you bring it to the table? Can you take it over to the kitchen to wash it up? And I was like, I hate this wheelchair, but I'm going to have to learn to love it to be able to, you know, get used to it. So yeah, I went in it and it kind of did open some doors. I mean, it took me long enough because I was really dead set against it up until that point, because I kind of thought that, you know, if you're in a wheelchair, you're not using your legs as much, and, you know, it's that kind of perception of being lazy. That's kind of more my own perception.
Okay, so, well, how has it affected you, as in how does it affect your day-to-day life? How has it changed it?
So it changed it for more for the positive. So I could, like, go, when I was at uni, I could go out more and, you know, be more independent. And I went to Manchester to play in a wheelchair basketball tournament with the university when I was there a few years ago. Yeah, it was really good fun. That was with able-bodied peers and people with disability. So it was an equal playing field, which was really nice. And I mean, more so where I'm at work now, if I do get tired, I can sit and obviously, you know, rest my legs, because where I'm at work now, I get more fatigued, so I have to manage my energy levels.
What do you wish people knew about wheelchair users?
In the nicest possible way, that we do exist, and you need to be mindful of where we are, you know. Otherwise, we're going to ram your legs in them in the nicest possible way. But in a serious note, that we do exist, and you just got to be mindful. And
yeah, because that's what I want to you know, promote on the podcast, that, you know, differences. We are all different, and it's so important to remember that and recognize that. So yeah, that's great that you've grown to love your wheelchair, and yeah, good advice as well.
Thank you.
So how has cerebral palsy in general affected your life, not just wheelchair use?
Okay, so I've been on quite a journey. I mean, I'm getting to the point now, and this is why I originally started up Positively Cerebral Palsy, and this is something I don't really say too much, but this is my own reason why I started. I don't really like my disability, So, which is quite weird because it's positively cerebral palsy, but it was a journey for me. It was also like I'm trying to accept my disability and see it more in a positive light. Yeah. And you can see through my Instagram and my blog and stuff that I've built a little community now. And the fact that I can help people has really made me feel good about it. And I've learned quite a lot about it and met some lovely people along the way, including yourself, that I've been able to, you know, show that I can help and make a difference. So it makes it seem less of a negative and more into a positive light. But yeah, how it affects it every day is just, you know, some people don't understand disability, so you have to kind of educate them. And, you know, when I was growing up, you might get the odd comment that might be more hurtful. But now as you grow up, you learn to realise that it's not actually that person's fault. It's because they've not been educated.
And is that why you started the cerebral palsy page, to get to have people educated? Because the people who want to go onto your page, it's Positively Cerebral Palsy. And I love your videos on a Monday evening, just wishing everybody such a lovely day. It brings such a smile to my face. And is that why, you know, you started it?
Yeah, so as I said, it was more for me originally. I mean, I kind of wanted to accept more my own disability and see it in a positive light, but I suppose for educational purposes, and, you know, as I said, to build a little community. I mean, I'm kind of late to the party. I didn't realize these kind of pages exist. I'm gonna be completely honest with you, I'm not great at social media and technology, which is quite surprising, but yeah, I was kind of late to the party, and, you know, loads of people have got these pages, so I thought, you know, my story must have value in it, so that's why I wanted to kind of share my story.
Well, I'm delighted you're sharing your story, because you're here with me now, and it's so lovely to be chatting to you. What? Well, I don't know quite how to put this, but how could we as teens educate ourselves about cerebral palsy? What could we do?
So I think, you know, if you've got questions, go and ask that person. I think that's the biggest thing. I think there needs to be this, like, there's this almost this barrier, and I think it's like through society where it's like, oh no, we can't ask a question, or oh no, we might be doing the wrong thing or saying the wrong thing. And I think there's this kind of fear, a bit like a culture of fear, like around disability. And, you know, if someone was to stop me in the street and had a question, I'd be more than happy to ask, because they're actually interested, and, you know, that's what I'm educating them. And I think, you know, if you've not been around disability, maybe you guys are better on technology than us older generation. I'm not that much older than you guys, but you know, if you want to have a look at something, look it on the internet, or, you know, even if you've got people at school or colleges, depending on what your age is, then just be kind, and just that's my biggest message. Just be kind and just be curious. Just don't be ignorant. You know, I know the world for you guys as a teenager is new and scary, but just be kind, and then, you know, that's the best way to be, I would say.
Oh, I love that message. That's such a lovely message to have. How has cerebral palsy affected your mental health? Because you're saying at the beginning that you didn't accept your disability. So how did that affect your mental health?
So I've had mental health struggles throughout my life. I'm not afraid to say that. It doesn't bother me. I mean, I would always kind of like, I'd say my self-esteem is probably lower than it should be. And I've recently started a new journey, and I'm starting to realise that my self-esteem and the way I look at myself is probably related to my cerebral palsy, which I'd never realised before. But if you kind of think of it as, I might see my body as broken, because it might not work as just like an able-bodied person. So I'm trying to realise that it's not broken, this is what it is, and I'm trying to love myself for that person all encompassing. So yeah, it's a new journey, but it's a new layer to the journey that I never realized was there before. So yeah.
And how have you built your self-esteem?
A lot through my page, and, you know, actually seeing some people, and, you know, you get the odd nice comment, and that really is nice. But also diversifying my page into my mental health as well, which you see from my quotes and stuff. I really enjoy doing that. And I'd say for 2021, my biggest message is about self-care, because doing this blog and doing the Instagram, you know as what you're doing with your podcast. You put loads of energy into it. You never look after yourself. So, yeah, self-care is the way to go forward. So that's probably one of the biggest message I'll give to your listeners. Look after yourself.
Definitely, because I did a 28-day self-care challenge on my page over March. And basically because I was realizing, you know, I was trying to get my podcast page up and running. I was going back to school. I was snowed under with the work of the podcast and every other project I was going on. That, like you said, I forgot to look after myself. So that 28-day challenge wasn't just for everybody taking part. It was for me too, because like you said, it's so important to look after yourself. So I'm really glad that you said that. And do you have any ideas for people listening of how to look after yourself?
One of my biggest things I do, it might not be for everyone. You guys might think it's a bit hippie, but I love meditation. So I do guided meditation. I don't do it every day. I should do it every day, but I don't. Going to be completely honest with you guys, but I do dip in and dip out of it. And when I do, I feel like it's like a little holiday from yourself and everything that's going on in the outside world. For me, also, I like being around people. So I try, and that's why I'm on Twitter as much as I am, and, you know, my Instagram, and trying to create that connection, because I feel they're really good things. And I think even if you're struggling, and it's not so much about replenishing yourself, even if you're struggling, always reach out, always talk to someone. Because a problem shared is a problem halved.
100%. Yeah, I don't know what to say, Jack, because you're really amazing for starting this cerebral palsy page. I've learned so much from what you've done for the page. Is there any one thing in particular you want teens to know about cerebral palsy? Just one thing that you'd like people to just remember about it?
Yeah, my biggest message would be that we are people. We may do things in a different way. We may walk differently. Some of us may talk differently, depending on what cerebral palsy you have and how much the condition affects you. But we are people, and that we have a lot to offer the world. And this is why we should talk and raise these messages, because we have a lot to offer, and it's about bringing people together, I'd say.
100%. And can you tell us a bit about your job? Because I'm interested when you said you... Can you explain what your job is again?
Yeah, so I work with students with additional needs at a college.
Okay, and what do you do there? Can you tell me a bit about
that? So I support them in the classroom. So I work with students that are 16 to 25, so a bit older than your listeners probably. But these guys have got learning difficulties, and I support them in the classroom, and it's called... the four paths to adulthood. So it's getting people ready for life skills. It's getting people ready for the workplace. And it's get...
Sorry. How rewarding has that been?
I love my job. I absolutely love my job. My job is great, because you really do see people flourish, and you really see people grow. So it's a fantastic journey to be a part of, yeah.
Well, I wish you every luck with that journey, Jack. And I've loved talking to you. I've loved talking to you today.
Thank you so much.
I suppose I always ask every person I interview these final two questions. First question is, what is a quote that you live by?
So the quote is, an arrow can only be shot by pulling it backward. When life is dragging you back with difficulty, it means it's going to launch you into something great. So just focus and keep aiming.
I love that one. And I saw that one in your page as well. And oh, it's a really beautiful one.
It's my absolute favourite.
Yeah. Why is it your absolute favourite, can I ask?
Because at the time, I was going through a really difficult time, and my mum sent it to me, so it has sentimental value to it. And it's just the fact that no matter how dark things get, and how, you know, rubbish things get, and I'm not trying to make it all melancholy. I don't want to make your podcast really melancholy, but no matter how sad and dark things get, there's always hope.
And that's what the podcast is about as well. That's why I started it, because I realized that teens don't talk about issues that matter all the time, so especially mental health. So I'm delighted that you've mentioned that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And my final question is, what is one thing you would like everybody to take away from our conversation today? I hope they take everything away, mind you, because it's been
a wonderful
conversation. But if they had to just take away one thing, what would it be?
Be positive and always be kind.
I love it. Jack, thank you so much for talking to me today. I really enjoyed it.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
There are approximately 110 babies born in Ireland every year with cerebral palsy. So how can we make a better world for them to live in and make their lives a little easier? Well, Jack said it best, really, that people with cerebral palsy are human, have feelings, and that if you have a question about their condition, you should ask them if you can ask them a question about it. We must all learn to be kinder to one another in whatever way we can. We must remember that disability touches everyone in every demographic category, gender, age, race, sexuality, etc. Learning from people who are different to me, you, us, can all help us do just that. If you want to see a change in the way we talk about disabilities, we need to give people with disabilities a seat at the table and have them share their stories, just like what me and Jack did today. And I hope to do more interviews like this on my podcast in the future. So unfortunately, we've come to the end of this episode. If you want to learn more about cerebral palsy, I suggest you look up the website www.cerebralpalsy.org.uk, where you can get a lot of information about cerebral palsy and stories about people with the disability. You can also follow Jack's Instagram page at positivelycerebralpalsy for more positive quotes and to follow his cerebral palsy story. I will be sharing both on my Instagram page at @talkaboutitpodcast today. I hope you all enjoyed this episode of Talk About It, and I hope to talk to you all again very soon. Keep safe, everybody.